There's a long list of failed anti-drug ads made by the government. And now there's a new one out. Seth Stevenson, ad critic for the online magazine Slate, he thinks the government is finally on the right track.
In the past two decades, the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America have made countless TV ads about the evils of illicit drugs. There's the granddaddy of them all, the fried egg ad.
This is drugs. This is your brain on drugs. Any questions?
And the later spinoff featuring Rachel Lee Cook smashing up a kitchen.
This is what your family goes through, and your friends, and your money, and your job, and your self-respect, and your future.
Any questions?
I've hated every single one of these ads with a raging, righteous fury. Until now.
I smoked weed, and nobody died.
That's from the new PSA. It's a high school kid sitting on a couch in a basement rec room, next to a couple of stoner friends. He looks straight into the camera as he tells us his story.
I didn't get into a car accident. I didn't OD on heroin the next day. Nothing happened. We sat on Pete's couch for 11 hours. Now what's going to happen on Pete's couch? Nothing.
The couch then magically teleports into the midst of some wholesome teen scenes. Kids mountain biking, ice skating, playing basketball. But even with all these activities going on around them, the zonked-out stoners just sit there looking bored.
You have a better shot of dying out there in the real world. Driving hard to the rim, ice skating with a girl. Now you want to keep yourself alive, you go over to Pete, sit on his couch till you're 86. Safest thing in the world. Me? I'll take my chances out there. Call me reckless.
This new spot, titled Pete's Couch, doesn't offend me. It acknowledges that smoking weed on your buddy's sofa is, in the ad's own words, the safest thing in the world. The ad's main contention is that it's important to get off that couch and out into the world, where you can do things like ice skate with other teens. Which is true, although it is also possible to smoke pot in your rec room one day and then go ice skating the next. Whatever you may think of its arguments, this spot is quite a departure for the government's drug office. Other recent PSAs have suggested that drug use leads to shooting your friend in the head, running over a little girl on her bike, and helping the terrorists. Finally, with Pete's couch, we have an admission that using pot isn't necessarily calamitous. It's possible we're seeing this about-face only because previous scare tactic ads were recently proved by a government study to increase drug use. But either way, I applaud the new, more truthful strategy. Other spots in this new, more honest campaign have been not so awful, too. In the spot called Whatever, a straight-edged kid talks about chaperoning his stoned friends around, acting as designated driver and as a sort of den mother for his wasted buddies.
I pick where we eat so they won't have to worry about choosing a place. I tell them we'll be heading out to the party so they won't have to worry about being on top of time or anything like that. And at the party, I'm the one talking to all the ladies. And my boys just sit there till it's time to go. And I'm like, hey, get back in the car, man.
I like that it seems to say it's okay to be friends with pot smokers, instead of instantly calling the cops on them, as past ads might have recommended. I give the new drug PSAs a B+. Quick question, though, in light of this new marijuana glasnost. Will the Drug Control Office now retract its previous claims that pot is a dangerous gateway drug? And, logical next question, if smoking pot is the safest thing in the world, why is it a criminal offense? I eagerly await the ads addressing this conundrum.
Opinion from Seth Stevenson. He writes the Ad Report Card column for the online magazine Slate.